You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. We've got a great show for you today, starting with today's topic, free will versus God's plan. We all have free will, but how do we also follow the Lord's path? We'll be talking about that and, of course, the importance of prayer, for it's through prayer that we grow our faith and it's how we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and we let Him handle them, letting us live in peace without any stress. My guest today is Todd Nettleton from The Voice of Martyrs, and of course, I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was dealing with a loss and how it is common to question our God when we lose someone close to us, especially when it's a tragic death or the person is so young. But we have to believe that the Lord never causes bad things to happen, and He is there for us to bring us comfort in our time of need. On today's show, our topic is free will versus God's plan. Every day, each of us makes hundreds of decisions. What do I wear to work? What do I have for lunch? And so on. Most of those decisions tend to be small and do not impact us that much. But then there are those big choices. Do I accept this job? Do I go out with that person? Do I do something I realize I shouldn't, but my friends convinced me I should? These types of decisions can cause all kinds of changes in our lives, both good and bad. That new job may be wonderful, with advancement opportunities and pay increases, or it may turn out to be horrible due to a difficult boss, more hours than we were led to believe, or excessive travel. That person we decide to go out with may eventually become our spouse, and the thing we chose to do, even though deep down we knew we shouldn't, may work out to be a very bad experience. So yes, we have free will, but where does God's plan fit in? And how do we know when we are following it? The answer is actually very simple and involves prayer. That's how the Lord lets us know. When we learn to pray on decisions before we make them, the Lord will guide us to where we should be. If we had prayed on that job offer before we accepted it and trusted the Lord, we would know in our hearts if we should accept it or not. But too often, we make the decision first, and then after we regret it is when we pray on it. If we learn to trust our God and seek His guidance before we make major choices in our lives, we will be able to still have free will, but live within God's plan. We just have to remember to reach out to the Lord first through prayer before we make those choices. And we have to be patient and understand that the Lord works on His timeline, not ours. So if we don't feel we've been answered right away, do not be impulsive and make a rash decision. Continue to pray on it and look for signs which come through the words and actions of others. We'll always have free will, but learning to follow God's plan is something we can all do when we allow Him to lead us. Understanding how to trust the Lord and helping us make the right choices is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is free will versus God's plan. Most of the time, we make decisions without ever thinking about God. And when we do, we are not taking advantage of something very special, God's guidance. Once we start thinking about including the Lord at all times in our lives, things about us change and for the good. This all happens through prayer. Free will versus God's plan doesn't have to be an either or, but rather a joint venture once we learn to trust and listen to our Lord before we make choices. The first song I'm going to play today is called Lead Us, Lord, Back to You. When I wrote this song, I thought of our Lord today and how so many people have abandoned the Lord and as a result, all the misery and despair we hear about every day. The song is a plea to our God to intervene and help those that are lost find their way back. Please listen now to my song, Lead Us, Lord, Back to You.
There are days when we feel down, at times we are lost, and soon we drift away. We run to where we are called, as the pressures grow high. If only we would stop and pray. It's you wait, O Lord, so patiently, for it's never too late. If only we would see, awaken us, Lord, for it's you we have ignored. Show us the path and let your love shine through. And reach us, Jesus, teach us, Jesus, lead us, Lord, back to you. You have shown us the way, yet we don't stay on course, and soon
Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
My guest today is Todd Nettleton from the Voice of the Martyrs, an organization serving persecuted Christians around the world. Todd has met believers who choose courage and faith under extreme pressure, and today he shares what their example can teach us about trusting God. Hi, Todd. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Todd, for listeners who may not know, can you briefly explain what the Voice of the Martyrs does and who you serve around the world?
Yeah, the Voice of the Martyrs is a ministry to persecuted Christians. So we are working in more than 70 countries around the world where following Christ means you will pay a price. At some level, there will be a price to be paid. One of the interesting things about VOM is part of our DNA is our founders were persecuted Christians.
Wow.
Pastor Richard Wurmbrand spent 14 years in prison in communist Romania. His wife Sabina spent 3 years in prison. They founded the ministry to serve families like theirs.
That's amazing. Well, Todd, you've met believers who risk everything for Christ. Can you share one story, maybe from your book, When Faith is Forbidden, that especially shaped your understanding of courageous faith?
Yeah, one of the stories I always think of is Sister Tong. And I met Sister Tong in China 3 weeks after she was released from prison. And I knew I would come home and write Sister Tong's story. So, you know, you're writing a story, you need a setting. So, Sister Tong, tell me about the prison. I want to describe how hard the bed was, how terrible the food was. Just tell me how hard your life in prison was. Mm. And the translator translated my question. Sister Tong said something in Chinese, and the translator said, oh, yes, that was a wonderful time. And I looked at him and thought, we're not understanding each other. But Sister Tong went on to explain, Jesus was so close to me in that prison cell. He ministered to me in such a personal way. And there were ladies in my cell that didn't know Christ when I got there. They do know Christ now because I got to introduce them. So Jesus was with me. He gave me a ministry to do. That's the very definition of a wonderful time. And that can be true even in a Chinese prison cell.
That is so inspiring. And you know, when we hear stories like that, it's powerful. But how do they speak to us here in the U.S.? Todd, what can American Christians learn from believers who stay faithful under persecution?
There's so many lessons that we can learn. And one of the things I would just remind people is our call is the same as theirs. Our call is to be faithful to Christ
Right. Wherever
he has placed us. And we're not accountable to be faithful in prison if we're not in prison. We're accountable to be faithful where we're at.
Exactly.
So that's one thing. The other thing I think that persecuted Christians teach us again and again and again is the importance of God's word. Mm-hmm. They are willing to give their lives to have a copy of God's word. Many of us have multiple copies on our phone in our pockets, but we don't open the app. We don't read it. And so I would just remind people the importance of God's word.
Well said. Well, Todd, for listeners who want to stay informed, pray more intentionally, or get your book, When Faith is Forbidden, where can they follow your work and hear your radio program?
Persecution.com is the main Voice of the Martyrs website, persecution.com. You can sign up for our free monthly magazine there right at the top of the page. VOM Radio is heard on many radio stations, more than 1,000 radio stations around the country. You're also on every major podcast service. So whatever place you listen to podcasts, just search for VOM Radio. And again, the main website, persecution.com.
Once again, that was persecution.com. You've been listening to Todd Nettleton from Voice of the Martyrs. And thank you, Todd, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thanks for having me.
Our topic today is free will versus God's plan. The best way to follow God's plan is through prayer. When we pray to Jesus at least once a day, we are building a meaningful relationship with him, and that lets him come and stay in our heart. When we learn to reach out to him through prayer for help in making the right choices, it keeps us on course with what the Lord's plan is for us. When praying to Jesus, Start by letting him know how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have. Then pray for others and their needs, and then pray for ourselves. If we're seeking the Lord's help in making a decision, ask Jesus for confidence to lead us in making the right choice. Don't just pray on it once, but as often as we can, and be patient because the Lord has his own timeline, which is different from ours. He most often works behind the scenes, putting things into motion, and we have to be mindful and look for signs that may in fact be his answers. If we're not sure, pray on that as well. Yes, we have free will, but following God's plan is very easy as long as we keep him in our lives throughout the day and reach out to him as often as we can through prayer. Understanding how prayer is there for all our needs is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is an upbeat worship song acknowledging how great prayer is. Please listen now to my song, Praying to Jesus.
I pray. Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, free will versus God's plan, tells us that we don't need to choose one over the other, but rather to make sure that we include the Lord in our lives every moment of every day, and we let Him lead us. We'll still make many of our own choices, but when we have the Lord in our hearts, He will keep us on course and prevent us from making bad decisions and avoiding us having regrets. Through prayer, we can talk to Jesus about anything, and when we have decisions to make, we can seek His guidance, which once again will help us follow God's plan. Free will versus God's plan is not the way to think of it, but rather free will and God's plan work hand in hand, provided we show the Lord we trust Him, believe in Him, and want Him always to take the lead. There is no better gift in our lives than prayer, and when we learn to use it for everything, we lead happier, easier, and more productive lives. We can enjoy free will, and we can follow God's plan as they work together when we let the Lord lead. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today has a nice message. The song is called He Will Provide. When I wrote this song, I thought of how the Lord is always there to provide for us, to lead us, to guide us, and to take care of us. All we have to do is trust Him, believe in Him, and show our love. Please listen now to my song, He Will Provide.
I took a chance and kept true to form, held my stance and weathered the storm. I pushed away those trying to help me. I thought that I could see which path to choose to fill my destiny. Too confident and too sure of myself, yet weak and on my own, facing the great unknown. 2 steps behind, I could have been so. Swallow your pride, for He will provide.
Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, An Act of Compassion. Whenever we face a difficult moment in life, we long for those around us to respond with sympathy, with kindness, and with compassion. But how often do we, in our own busyness, overlook the very same needs in others? How quickly we say we have too much to do, too many places to be. But imagine if God responded to us that way. Instead, let us slow our steps, open our hearts, and be present to those who need us. Let us offer an act of compassion, for this is the way of our Lord, and this is how we reflect His love. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Tom Nettleton. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net, we're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.